Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106. Some of the fam. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I apologize to the listeners. Said we were going to give away those $250 worth of Maryland Lottery scratch-offs at 8:45. We'll push that to 9:25.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you a chance then. But joining us right now on the Maps for Us hotline, it's Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations and GM of the Washington Nationals. As we go in the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, unexpectedly different. Mike, what was that atmosphere like for you yesterday and last night?
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
It was electric, man. It was a crazy game. Emphasized by little rain delay, of course. We had to throw that in there. But, yeah, it was an electric atmosphere. It was the fan base was fired up and electric. And, you can't get a better matchup than a good Phillies team against Max Scherzer. And it went as scripted except for the final score. So, but it was a great – it was a fun night. It was an exciting night. Just didn't end the way I wanted it to.
Yeah, I've said before the game, I can't remember being this excited about a non-opening day, early April baseball game in maybe forever, right? I was so excited for the game. And, of course, it sucked. We basically got smoked in it. But it was an unbelievable atmosphere. I remember talking to you when we had you on in spring training, Mike. And, spring is so great. You were so relaxed. You were so loving it. And we said, when does all that change? And you said immediately, opening day. And this is a great example, right? Because here we are four games in and people are willing to hit the panic button.
Well, yeah, opening day and it all cranks up and it's all real. And that's when everything counts. So, four days into it, it's been an exciting, hectic 4 days. We haven't played well, but I still feel good about this team. And unfortunate, couple of injuries yesterday, Trey going down and Matt Adams going down.
That doesn't make
our jobs any easier, but let's give somebody else an opportunity to fill in until Trey gets back and Matt gets back and see what happens.
Well, I know you're a level-headed guy, Mike, but did last night piss you off?
No, not at all. I don't know what I would be pissed about. It was, like I said, going into this thing, we knew what this National League East was going to be about. It's going to be a monster. Every game is going to be like these. They're going to be grinder games. They're going to be high rivalry games. They're going to be high emotion games because we know there's a lot at stake. We're just scratching the surface of this season, but these games are important as they are in September. So
right.
We recognize that, and we're looking forward to, thank God there's a game today at 1:00 and we can win one and feel better about ourselves going to New York.
So Daniel Murphy, I think he broke his finger in Colorado. They say he's going to be out 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how bad the injury is and, what are you expecting in terms of how long he's going to be out?
Yeah, it's a clean break. It's not displaced, which means there's no surgery involved. No pin has to be inserted and that type of thing. Bones, when the bone is healed, it's healed. Everyone's bones heal differently. Matt Adams was out, 3 weeks with this injury last year. It was non-throwing hand, and Trey's is his throwing hand, so that makes it a little bit more tenuous. But, we're going to be playing without, one of our good players for a while. So let's suck it up and strap it on and let's go.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of the Nationals. Not just a good player. He's a good player. He was off to a great start with four steals, couple of home runs, including the walk-off. How does the lineup adjust without Trey Turner, what should we expect tonight or today?
Yeah, a great player. You're right. That's a good correction. He's a great player. He's a key part of our club. You know, he plays the most premium position there is and hits at the top of our lineup. And he's a run producer and a table setter, and a guy that gives us energy and gets us going. So yeah, we're going to make adjustments. Davey will make the lineup. We'll talk about that today. Defoe will get opportunities to play shortstop. We're going to bring up a Adrian Sanchez to be our backup shortstop and infielder. Hopefully gets here in time for the game from Fresno. We're going to make some adjust on the fly. And that's what this season's all about. That's what these marathon baseball seasons are all about. We've got to make adjustments and nobody's feeling sorry for us. So we got to keep swinging the bats and pitching better and playing better and winning some games.
No thought of calling up Keyboom?
No, not at this point. We don't feel he's ready to play shortstop in the big leagues on an everyday level at this time. We've seen this before. A couple of years ago, Trey got hit on the wrist and was out for a couple of months, and Depot filled in and he played great. So we feel that he's a very, very capable reinforcement over there at shortstop. He can really play the position defensively. He's got good speed, as you know, and throws really well. When he played every day in Trey's absence before, he was much more consistent at the plate and had a good year for us. So that's what we're hoping to do. We want to get Boomer some more reps at shortstop and second base in AAA. And he's not too far away, but he's just not ready just yet.
Mike, I know it's early. It's four games. I know you don't panic, but fans.
Whenever you preface it with "I know it's early,"
I know,
it's
but,
only four
but
games,
you,
but here
you
we
know,
go.
You know how fans are. So, what is your biggest concern right now? Just after watching this team for four games,
I just want to play better baseball. We're in these games against these good elite teams, the Mets and the Phillies so far, I want double play balls to be double plays. I want fly balls to be caught. I want relief pitchers to throw strikes and not walk people and that type of thing. The stuff that we pounded in spring training, the stuff that we've talked about, all season and all winter. And that's what I want. That's what I'm looking to do. Play better, cleaner games. With our talent level, we should be in every single game that we're in. And the team that plays the cleanest and the best and the most fundamental wins.
Yeah, that's what the cynical Nats fans are jumping on. They're like, they talked about all this fundamental stuff, and they're still running in the outs, making errors, same crap as last year. Is that fair, four games in?
It's a small sample set, but it's not so much the errors that we've made. We haven't made that many. It's the plays that we haven't made that need to be made on the major league level and ground balls that pitchers work extremely hard to get a double play ball. It's not turned into two outs and that type of thing. So that's what I'm talking about. Oftentimes it's getting into the flow of it. Some teams start fast. Some teams start slower. We started really fast last year. The Mets started really, really fast last year. So it's not where you start. It's how you finish and what your record is along the way. And that's my mindset is play better baseball. The talent level should prevail, and we should win. We should win a real good fair share of our games. And like I said, every team in this division is a dogfight. So we're prepared to strap it on and get it rolling.
How much rope do you give guys in the bullpen? You know the team better than anybody. You know that was one of the concerns for fans and people that evaluated this team. They still had some questions about the bullpen. You made changes. Unfortunately, some of these guys have struggled early on. Again, it's four games. I feel silly even asking you this. But people are wondering, are you calling Kimbrel's agent now? I don't know how you can because, you have budgetary restrictions. That hasn't changed the last 4 days. I mean, it just seems kind of silly to me, but maybe you are. How much rope do these guys have?
Well, let's just take a step back and see where we're at down the road. The bullpen's got about what, 9 or so innings under its belt so far.
Right.
It's a very, very small sample set. I look at track records, as you all know, as you guys do too, as all of our analytical people do. And you start with guys who have a track record of success. Tony Sipp last year, he's a sub-2 ERA. Matt Grace is a sub-3 ERA. 56 games, 60 games for Sipp. Doolittle's an all-star, 25 out of 26. He gave up a couple of hits and get a five out of affair. Suero's a 3.59. Miller's a 3.61. Rosenthal's got 141 saves and a career 3.13 ERA. He hasn't pitched in 2 years, so let's allow him to knock a little rust off. You remember, some of these closers that come in after Tommy John, either a year after, or the second year after. You know, Greg Holland is a prime example. He pitched poorly for a first month or so, and we got a hold of him, and he pitched great for us. So let's give ourselves a fair sample size. It's frustrating when relievers come into the game and can't hold the lead or keep the deficit at a makeable winning game. But we got to give these guys a chance. They've got the track record. They've earned it. And we're interested to see how these guys get back on track. And I trust them. I trust their track record. I know what they've done in the past. And we're ready to move on to today's game. And you're only as good as today's game. And that's what we're focused in on is beating Aaron Nola and the Phillies today.
Mike, you obviously know that Max is uber competitive. He has to be slightly frustrated at 21 Ks through two games at the results as far as the wins, losses through the first two. But he's got a good, long-term picture. He knows that this is a marathon, not a sprint. It's a long season. It'll even out. But he's got to be frustrated at the first two starts, right?
Well, I haven't talked to him. He doesn't like to lose. I know that much, and neither do I. And we're 1-3 right now. But when you look at our track record again against the Phillies and the Mets, the last two teams we played, the next two teams we're going to play, we feel good about ourselves. We're over the last six seasons, we've dominated the Mets and the Phillies. We won 6 out of 10 against the Mets over the last 6 years, and about 58% of the games against the Phillies. So we're We feel better about ourselves than you guys seem to. So we're
hey, you should hear the callers.
Oh, there's no doubt, and I understand that it's a rabid fan base, and they want to see us win, and believe me, nobody wants to see us win more than those 30 or so people in that clubhouse. And
for sure,
like I said, we are we're just into this thing, and we've got months and months to go. But that doesn't mean we don't need to play with some urgency and keep competing and grinding it out and trying to beat the teams that we have to beat.
Here's the one great thing about all this Bryce stuff, and I know you guys are over it and you don't want to harp on it at all. But the fact that Bryce has gone to Philly or whatever, it seems to have really reinvigorated the fan base, right? This is going to be
a
rallying cry.
Game yesterday.
Yeah, it felt like a playoff game. I feel like it's going to feel like this every time we play them. And it just seems to have kind of unified. Listen, I'm not a boo type. I don't boo players, but I'm clearly in the minority. This really, really got the fans fired up, and that's a good thing.
Oh, I've never had a one bit of problem with this fan base. They let you know how they feel. They're an educated baseball fan base, and they know what's going on in the game. And I think that the whole division, I think, has really sparked a renewed interest in the National League East. It's a bear this year, man. It's like I said in spring training, this division is no joke. And we're one of the players in this league. We're the team that we've won it 4 out of the last 7 years, and we're ready to win it again in 2019, and we won't be satisfied until we do it. That's the way everybody feels in that clubhouse.
Mike, I'm a reputable journalist, so I have to ask you this. I don't know. Did you read the Barry Zwerluga article, and can you comment on it? Was any of it – was it just one-sided? Was it accurate? Is there anything you can say about that article?
The article is the article. It's whatever tone Barry chooses to take on it. I don't discuss negotiations, past, present, or future, because that's just the respect I have for the process. Let's say it was one-sided and shaded, in my opinion. But I won't get into specifics. And we've got nothing to be ashamed of in the way we handled any part of our negotiations with any players that we've ever had. You go back to Desmond and George Zimmerman and Wilson Ramos and all the players that we've tried to sign and tried to extend and haven't. We hold our head high. We can look in the mirror and say we made a good, fair offer to those players, and to this day, they all respect us for it. So that's as much I can say about that. And I think that we're from this time forward, we're going to talk about the players that are on the roster and not the players that are not on the roster. And I'm looking forward to spending the entire season with this group of guys because they're together, they're feeling good about each other, and we're going to win a lot of games. That's how I feel about it.
All right, last question, and then you can tell me to F off. Was it true that the Learners handed Bryce an envelope during a rain delay of an offer?
I'm not going to get into it. It was after the game. The game was called because of rain, and they didn't know if they would see him because we were going on a road trip to Colorado, and we never hand the player any type of offer sheet by himself. The agent was fully aware of what our plan was and what we were doing, and he got the offer before we handed it to Bryce because all my negotiations go through the representative and not through the player. But we felt it important to meet with Harp, and we did a couple of times in the manager's office with the ownership and told them how we felt about him and what we thought was a very market applicable opening offer.
Gotcha.
I'm glad you cleared that up. That was good. Thanks, Mike.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of the Washington Nationals. Did Mike Rizzo have a moment with Bryce Harper? I know you're not going to get into specifics, but did you have a moment with him yesterday?
No, yesterday was we're going to see Harp plenty of times. I've texted Harp a couple of times, through this process, and we've got a good relationship. I was one of the first people he told about that his wife Kayla is pregnant, which honored me greatly. And when he signed with the Phillies, I congratulated him and I said, hope his dad is who I have a great relationship to also, and his family are happy. And I will see you many, many times. And he thanked me for it. And that's it. Now,
Let's beat his ass today.
Sounds like Mike wants a Bryce ban because he's no longer on the roster. I applaud that. How did you feel about the bat flip? A lot of fans are really upset that he went like over the top with that bat flip.
That's a good question.
Bat flips today. I would sound too much like a dinosaur if we talk about bat flips because everyone flips, everyone stares. You hit the ball that far, you do whatever the hell you want, and the best way to stop those kind of bat flips is get them out.
Right.
And
right.
I actually like
the best way
response.
To the yeah. best way to get the buses from Philly to stop like 6 and 7 years ago when the Utleys and the Howards and the Hamels crew was here, beat them.
Right.
We did for many, many years. At a 58% clip, 77-56 over the last since 2012. That's how you stop the buses from coming. So to stop the buses from coming this time, you start beating them again, and we feel good about our chances to win today. We feel good about our chances to win the division, and we feel good about the team that we have.
Mike's firing me up.
Damn, that's a lot of emotions for game four.
It's crazy, man.
Mike, next week. Next week, we're going to have the new intro, the new walk-up song, because you told us when we saw you last that you wanted a new walk-up.
I can't believe he wants a new walk-up.
I need a new walk-up. I want to get a new walk-up. I want to get it fresh. Come up with something for me, though.
Give us a band, at least. You've got to choose it, bro.
Give us a band, at least.
I know. I got to come up with something. I got to come up with something creative, and I'm not great at that. But I'll work on it, okay?
All right, deal. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
And maybe you can work on somebody on the Nationals hitting for the cycle today because Burke and Herbert Bank wants you to bank on the cycle during tonight's game.
Nice.
James K. from Woodbridge has the chance to win $100,000 if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle.
That's huge.
No cycle.
That's
James awesome. K. still gets a $100 gift card courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Enter for your chance to win during next Wednesday's game. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So if Adam Eaton gets a triple in his first at-bat, then you got to sweat and somebody can win $100,000.
Love it. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. The game's at 105 today, by the way.
Yep. afternoon game.
Oh, we know.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll be there. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. See you next week.
Okay. Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
That's Mike Rizzo.
Mike's favorite bar in Ocean City, Salty Dog Saloon.
I thought he was going to have
his favorite
Craig
bar in Arlington, Duffy's, according to Draft's T-shirt.
That's Dudley's.
Oh, Dudley's. That's right.
Yeah, the media doesn't like Craig Kimbrell's.
Well, he might in late May.
Right. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in your reaction to Mike Rizzo, GM of the Washington Nationals, here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The second biggest event in D.C. today, behind Bryce being at Nats Park, is the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor, 7 p.m. Would love to see you there. No limit. Poker tournament starting at 7. I have a $300 bounty on my head. Knock me out, you get $300 buyback.
So
right
you'll
back.
Be fading them tonight, all night.
Fading them, yes.
Right.
Correct.
What is the entry again?
$300. So you knock me out, get $300. $50 bounty on everybody else.
So you're at least to break even if you knock Cakes
you
out.
Get to break even, yes. Correct.
But ultimately, the Nats may break even or win on the whole Bryce Harper to Philly deal, but Bryce is in Philly and he wins round one, 3-for-5, hits a home run. Nationals off to a 1-3 start. We just talked to Mike Rizzo, who will join us every Wednesday here on the Junkies. He was fired up.
Yep, he was.
They are 1-3. No reason to panic. As I mentioned earlier, the Dodgers started off the season 16-26 a year ago, and they ended up going to the World Series. Chad Dukes is on the line. He wants to chime in.
Very good.
He's listening.
Good to
appreciate
hear from
him
Chad.
Listening to our show as we do his.
Yes,
Dukies.
And Mazel Tov, boys. Mike Rizzo trending in Washington, D.C., and if you click on it, it's all just people discussing the Junkies interview with him. So congratulations to you guys.
I didn't even know that. What do you look at, Twitter or something? Some trending thing?
I would assume, yes.
I never look at that.
I've never heard of Twitter. What is that?
I never on the actual Twitter. But go ahead.
I find him, I like Mike Rizzo a lot. I like interviewing him, but I find him to be incredibly intimidating. And the fact that he said, I'm not talking about Bryce Harper, and then you guys peppered him with about 8 more Bryce Harper
questions. Right. And then I said, it's a Bryce ban after that.
And then he didn't hang up the phone, and you actually got a bunch of nuggets out of him. I thought it was masterfully done. Like, there's no way that anyone else would have gotten more information the day after that fiasco yesterday out of that guy. And it's just, I thought he was about as transparent as I've ever heard him during that interview.
I agree.
We're professional interviewers.
Yes. I tweeted this during the break.
Don't
right before
you know
I went
that?
And got my silly Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, people break our balls about our Rizzo interviews. And it's crazy because, listen, he's not going to trash the learners, his bosses.
Right.
He's not going to trash his own guys.
And
people think this roster is his baby. He's put it together for years. They think he's going
to
bail on it.
This
on the first sign of adversity, 4 games in. People are insane.
You know what? Fans are stupid.
They're so stupid.
All of them. They're just dumb.
And yet, all that being said,
piss me off.
He gives us good nuggets, good real emotion.
And by the way, if all those
lets us ask anything.
All the pussies that are driving on the Beltway going, that's a tough question. I guarantee if they were in front of Mike Rizzo, they would bow down like a little girl.
He is intimidating. The fact that we know him and he's friendly with us, he's an intimidating dude.
Right. He is, but he also understands, and I love it how we do it. You know, Jace will say, you know I'm a polished journalist. So, knows.
I am.
He knows we're just doing the bit. We're asking the questions.
We're boys.
And he's not going to give you anything earth-shattering, but yet I think he still gives us compelling content.
Yes.
He does, and I'd like to say this to the Nationals organization and to Mike Rizzo. If you just want softballs and you just want your ass kissed, 2 to 6:30 anytime. I do not have the sack to do what you guys did this morning. So congratulations. I mean, first of all, I wish you would have been a little – how angry do you think that guy was that that game ended with them getting blown out and Harper's flipping a bat after a home run?
It had to
eat him alive.
He acted like nothing was wrong. He was livid last night.
I'm sure he was.
100%. 100% he was pissed.
I know I was. I got nothing invested in it.
Exactly.
Despite what your producers tell me behind the scenes, you guys do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I know that they
do. Hey, real quick. All they're trying to do is sabotage us
real
every
quick,
turn.
Chad. Oh, you hung up on Chad.
I didn't hang up on him.
Okay, he hung up.
Drab hung up on him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, our fault. What time's he going on Angelo Cataldi's show today?
Yeah, Angelo Cataldi raving about Chad Dukes.
Yeah, you and
these,
Angelo.
He hates these dumbbells and morons.
When are you guys doing a combo show, drive time? Dukes and Angelo.
If he wants to say something, he can call back. I didn't hang up on him.
Look, he did give us good nuggets. He said Carter Kieboom not ready.
Right.
So didn't consider him. He's in AAA. He was killing it in spring training. And I think they believe he is the second baseman of the future because that's why they're moving him over to second base.
Well, because they have traded him.
Is Dozier on a 1 year?
Maybe
I don't know. I don't know that for a fact.
Maybe
I should know.
I don't know. I should know that too.
I'll find out.
Yeah, find out Dozier's contract status. But I think that's why they don't rush him. And you know, like a lot of times these people don't, also, they don't like to burn a year.
Yeah.
It's like a weird
thing. Well, they know baseball. Their scouts know if guys are ready to. That's a huge jump.
Dozier's on a $9 million deal. Yeah.
They call up guy like they called up Soto way before anybody ever thought. So they're not scared to. If they think that he's ready, they'll call his ass up.
Yeah, people just piss me off.
Give us an example. I'll tell you this. I looked at the trending topic, and one thing that made me chuckle is so the first two comments I saw on Twitter, and it was trending Rizzo, was great interview with Mike Rizzo. And then the next one was fire Mike Rizzo. That's just where it is.
No, this guy pissed me off. Bish, get those slow windmill stretches going for your softball questions. This is before Rizzo.
Why are people just trying to tell me? The people are poking the bear.
You know where he can stick his windmill stretches?
I know exactly where.
Should I be looking at the trending topic? I never look at that.
Never look at that.
I never look at that. How quickly does it change? Like every second?
I think
does it just change?
No, I still see Mike Rizzo. But the reason why you don't look at it is because sometimes there's ads like Little Movie or hashtag Wednesday Wisdom.
I'm never actually on Twitter. I'm always on a variation of Twitter.
But you can't hit like the search button. Like I just hit the little search button. It looks like a magnifying glass.
I use TweetDeck, so I don't think they have it on TweetDeck. Maybe they do. All right, let's go to Mark in Springfield.
Man, Twitter is not for me.
No, it's not.
Mark, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. I think Chad was right. It was a great interview. Some good nuggets. I'll tell you one thing. I like Mike Rizzo, but he sounded like a cheerleader this morning. Sounded like he was drinking the Kool-Aid last night and drinking it this morning, too.
These are his babies. It's his team.
What do you want him to say, though?
They're four games in.
You want him to say, yeah, we suck. You know, we're not playing. He said they're not playing well. He wants to see better baseball. I mean, I don't know what you want him to say.
No, I agree. I mean, but I heard him be positive, but I think he sounded a little bit more like a cheerleader this morning. I mean, they got drubbed last night 8-2, and you guys were right. They didn't look good. Their pitching wasn't good.
But
they
he said
scoring
that.
No runs.
He said all that.
And I'm also concerned because I think, they're going to be basically a .500 team, and I'm not sure if Davey has the managerial experience to make them a playoff team this year. I mean, I have a real concern about that.
You might be right.
Well, I don't know how you can make that determination four games in, but maybe you can see the future.
Well, I mean, he had 162 last year.
Hey, listen, I'm optimistic, but I'm just trying to be realistic here, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
all right.
He's all over the place like me. Like, I posted a GIF of a nuclear meltdown talking about the season-long sweatbat, and then on the other hand, I say, don't panic, it's so early.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what?
People are just saying things.
You love the season-long sweatbat.
I love
because
sweats.
You're interested every single night.
That part is true.
That's why you do it.
You're correct.
I do think this guy, Brian, tweeted a response to something Rizzo said, like with Carter Kieboom. For example, he said Carter Kieboom's not ready to play shortstop every day. And Brian tweeted back, neither are Wilmer Defoe or Adrian Sanchez.
People just love the joke. That's what it is.
That's a good point. That's actually an excellent point.
The deal is, it probably has more to do with the clock. Whatever those deal, the ins and outs of Major League Baseball.
I don't know, May 1st or something, you might see his ass up there.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he'll figure it out in 3 weeks. He'll all of a sudden master shortstop.
Major League Baseball? Yeah, exactly.
He'll have mastered the art
right
in 3 weeks.
It's like a weird rule
when
that has to
when
do
that
with
years behind
it.
It
has to do with free agency, like 5 or 6 years down the road.
Right. They just want more control.
They don't want to burn a year.
I just get so bitter at people.
Let's go to Dan.
I like it, though. Give me examples of what gets you bitter.
No, I'm off the zip line.
Hey, Valdez, can you also cue up Davey just calling Bryce a good player in the postgame presser? I need to hear that again. I need to hear it before we leave today again.
Dan, what's up? Can I guarantee you in spring training he was calling him a great player?
I'm sure he probably was.
Yeah, but now the season started, the real bullets are flying.
I think he probably was about to call him a great player because I think he hesitates, and then he went from to good.
Yeah,
which I love.
Is so like biased. That even if Bryce hits like 50 home runs this year, he's going to stand by. He's just a good player.
Yes, that's what I'll do.
You know, like I said, we talked about this before. He's a good player.
Good player.
Actually, he didn't hesitate. He scores more points. Bravo, Davey. I'm on your side, at least right now.
Let's go to Dan Percival. Dan, what's up? Gone with the Junks. How are you, buddy?
Good, buddy. I've been watching this team as long as you guys. And so if we didn't have that sample size of knowing what this team has done in the past X number of years when they've been a World Series preseason type pick, then I got a bridge in Philadelphia that I want to sell you. This team is so scary bad right now. The bullpen, I don't care about the sample size. They can't get anybody out. Their best player, along with Scherzer, is now out. Soto has regressed. He looked lost at the plate. We needed him to step up. There's nothing encouraging right now about this team. And so while Rizzo isn't going to say bad things about his babies, you know that they're deeply concerned and trying to think about what they can do to make some moves. And they can't wait because, as we know, that division is so good. And they were going to have a hard time if they stayed healthy and were taking a step forward. So, you know, he did a good job being a PR guy, but he's deeply worried, and so am I. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't know that Mike Rizzo's deeply worried 4 games in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
24 or 35 games in, and if things haven't changed, then he might start worrying.
It's probably a bad, was that an adjective? I don't even know.
Yes, sure. Yes.
I know it's not a noun.
I think it's an adjective.
Yeah. Might be an adverb.
Whatever. You know what?
Adverb. Whatever it is.
What are we diagramming sentences now?
Yeah, you're right. He probably isn't deeply concerned, but let's see what happens today. Let's see what happens today. If they blow a 4-2 lead in the eighth and they lose 5-4, we'll see what the concern level does. I guarantee it goes up.
Been promising all morning, and we're going to do it now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to win $250 worth of Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. The Maryland Lottery's fan favorite baseball-themed scratch-off is back. The $5 home run riches is at Maryland area lottery retailers, and it's loaded with prizes. Courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So 10th caller, 800-636-1067. One of our listeners tweeted she loves a bitter bish.
Okay.
And Jason, what really perturbs him almost more than anything is when so-called fans don't know anything.
Right? Well, they think they know stuff, and they're just stupid.
It's dumb fans.
I read him this tweet, and it enraged him.
Okay.
This is from Kevin, one of our listeners.
Dumb Kevin.
Hope Strauss drills Harper today, and the bench is clear.
Right.
Make it a true rivalry.
Tilt City. You're the mayor of Tilt City right now when you hear that.
What do you think about that?
Strauss isn't pitching.
Right.
It's
they don't know anything.
It's dumb.
Jesus. Just shut up, people.
All right, I want to mention.
And he thinks he's smart when he's tweeting.
I know, they do it
he
all the
time. He just looks like a freaking moron.
Two quick things. Number one, remember that granny that's had sex with like 200 dudes under 30?
Yes.
You mean the 2.5 granny?
Yeah, she has a fetish for 20-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well,
you got to be a desperate 20-year-old.
We've contacted her and because we want to set her up on the date with AWOD.
Right.
Maybe that'd be the only way he could get laid. She's going to be on the show tomorrow.
What's her her response? She's receptive to it.
Well, we'll find out.
Oh.
So we'll find out. I'm willing to pay part. I think
bitter about the chop the plane
JP
ticket.
We'll chop a plane ticket.
I
to
told
fly
you,
the old
got,
bag in.
I got dinner cover.
You got dinner cover.
Yeah, circa.
Yeah, and then maybe somebody can. Yeah, right. And maybe somebody can help us out with hotel or something.
Maybe our friends at the Homewood Suites.
If they
want to,
if they
want to
end the date, in a nice way, possibly.
Sure. Okay.
But I think that's what we proposed to her. Fly her out here for a date for Adam. You can't find a date with anyone.
Has she seen Adam yet?
Yes, I gave her his Twitter profile, and I think she followed him.
Oh, really?
Very nice. Very good.
Yeah. I didn't give her all the details because
you don't want to just completely put her off.
Yeah, I didn't want to put her off. Plus, she has representation I had to go through.
Oh,
So I didn't want to be
just want to set up a. You didn't say set up a date.
No, I did. The second thing I said was we have a 26-year-old producer who has struggled with women, and we'd love to talk to you about possibly flying over here to America to go out on a date with him.
To America. Well, that's where she would be flying.
Well, she said, I can't believe I made American radio.
Right.
Fly you to
She'll be able to watch Wayne Rooney. What
such
nice.
Yeah.
Such
a room.
Yeah. Hey, if she wants to see Wayne Rooney, maybe we'll get her tickets.
Are they playing? She might see the Wayne Rooney at Homewood.
Right, exactly.
Oh, we could definitely get her DC United.
She's going to see a little. She's going to see a little Rooney.
That's a great date. We'll take her to
That's some, good for their date.
Yeah,
it's a great date.
I mean, it's not Irish or anything, but is there some sort of British bar or something?
Oh, sure.
A pub.
Yeah, a pub. Some sort of pub.
I'm sure we can find something.
Now, Adam, you're going to go through with this, right?
100%.
Right. You're going to commit to the bit. If Shorts was single, he would commit to the bit.
Of course he
starting
would.
To look forward
to it. He would
need Viagra, but he'd commit to the bit.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity to take her out and impress her.
Good. Well, let's go easy. Impress her might be
a stretch. Now, here's the second thing I wanted to bring up quickly.
He's also applied for Temptation Island. That application is in.
They're going to put that dough? Are you kidding?
Well, it's always worth applying.
He would be the worst looking guy in the history of the show. I mean, honestly.
I could be very tempting.
It would be like somebody from The Biggest Loser being on, right? Wouldn't it be?
No, they have regular dudes.
They have guys that would take their shirts off.
They
and
have guys
like him,
with
stretch
abs
marks.
All over the place.
They have guys with stretch marks on their tummy.
Most of them, but they have a couple regular guys sprinkled in because it's a change of pace for most of those chicks.
You think
most
they're going to go for
chicks
him?
Chicks have a certain type, so they have to throw in.
What are they going to like more, the eczema or the stretch marks?
It's not eczema, it's psoriasis. Oh, that should be known.
You know what? They're both gross.
Right.
That I do know. Right,
not as gross as the woman he's going to have sex with.
That's a very good point.
Hey, will you stop that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why?
The woman he's going to date.
It's a date. It's a date.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's going to be a date. All right, the second thing
I'm just
is
trying to make cakes laugh.
I'm good. You made me
pretty
laugh.
Hard to do.
I'm going to the game today. I can't miss it. It's 1 o'clock. So I'll go over here. I'll nap with my mouth open and drool on the couch.
105. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I was bitching to cakes about the price of all the food over there.
Right.
Am I going to spend $50 on a chicken sandwich and a beer? It's tilting me. And Cakes said, because I pointed this out. Remember, I had the listeners call in. He said, you can just go to Cava and get your Cava and bring it in.
Get it to go.
And he's right. You can. That's one
don't
of the
they have a new bag
great,
policy, though.
They are, but they're one of the few ballparks that allow you to bring your own food
and
in if you want.
And if you really want to squeak on the way in, the donks that are selling stuff out of the coolers, you can buy a $2 bottle of water, some people would say, and bring that in.
Now here's the thing,
too.
I've never done that before. That's really, really. That's like something Valdez would do. Should I go to Cava and bring my own food in?
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that.
But you've got 3
because
hours.
Of the embarrassment.
Couldn't you just sit at Cava from
no, because
12
part
to 12:30?
Of the joy of going to a baseball game is eating and watching. Because let's be honest, it is boring.
It's slow.
Slow.
Did you bring your lanyard, your radio lanyard?
I'm going to listen to Charlie and Dave.
Right. Well, what you should do is, I think you have gift cards. You should walk down to Circa Navy Yard.
That's a good point,
and
too.
Have a Bloody Mary and maybe a meal before you go
I'll
to the game.
Do that, too.
Yeah, that's what.
But I can't just go to the game and not eat something. I have to do something to occupy myself with my hands.
Right.
You know what I mean.
I don't blame you for
my mouth.
I don't blame you for not spending money at the stadium.
Would you bring in Cava? Even if I went to Circa.
I mean, it's a real squeaker look.
Probably
it's a embarrassing look.
It'll save you a bunch of cash.
Probably not.
How bitter are you going to be if you see another Bryce Harper bat flip? Oh. Rizzo said he didn't want to sound like a dinosaur. You could tell though he did not like the bat flip.
Nobody
sure he
likes
didn't.
The bat flip.
Nobody, especially when it's thrown right at your dugout. It's insulting.
I got a feeling he's gonna have
what if he does
day.
That? What if he does that again?
Why wouldn't he do it again?
Goes yard again. Yeah.
He's going up against Annabelle Sanchez.
I would fully
Sanchez.
Expect him to do it again. If he
but
goes
Sanchez
yard,
had a good year though. Last year, right? Sub 3 ERA.
Yeah, he was good last year, but Last year was a different year.
I hope you're right, EB. I hope he does give Harper a little bit of chin music.
You know what?
That would entertain me greatly.
By the way, I don't know that we didn't play this clip from Bryce Harper, and it'd probably be very hard to find. But when Bryce talked after the game, I know you keep killing me that I'm bringing up the stats of the bullpen, and Rizzo would counter and say, look at their track record.
Right. So do I.
Bryce said the Phillies' game plan was to get to the bullpen.
Of course it was. They're not stupid.
He was talking about how great it was that they had Scherzer.
Any moron can see the
Max
bullpen
start?
Of course.
Weaker. For any team, that's true.
Right. But I'm just saying it's a weakness. It is
for every team.
What was Bryce
going to
say?
Team.
We hope Max pitches 9?
The bullpen's not a weakness for every
team. For every team, the starters are generally better than the bullpen.
Depends on what starter it is. Depends
Valdez,
on what starter it is.
Can you crank up the things like that montage that Chad and Landfill put together yesterday, please?
You're telling me they're not butt-sized when any team gets their starter out in the sixth inning. They're butt-sized. Butt-sized.
They're
every
generally
team.
Happy to get rid of the starting pitcher,
you get
yes.
If you chase the starting pitcher after five, didn't he pitch
but
five innings yesterday?
Some bullpens are really strong.
But not like their aces.
Some bullpens locked down 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, okay, you're referencing the Royals from 100 years ago. Generally speaking, the starter, the team's butt-sized.
There are good bullpens out there.
Okay, but the starter's generally always better.
Well, especially your
especially
number
your
one.
Aces.
All right, what is your prediction today?
Lose.
Does Bryce hit another homer?
Yes, and we lose.
I'm going to say no.
We're going against Nolan.
That's cataclysmic.
We're going up against a beast.
If he hits another homer and they lose and they're 1-4,
I'd be
what if he hit a home run in all 19 games they played?
Does Bryce homer today?
Not today. No, not today.
I don't think so. Cakes?
Not today.
Oh, I think I think he's swinging good, and he's going yard.
I think he goes 2-for-4, no home run. Nats lose. They're 1-4. People will panic.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 5 games in.
Get ready
to
for
a 162-game season.
I'm going to go to Circa and get hammered.
Good.
Yes, you
they
are.
They got good Bloody Marys.
That's your plan.
Give me one of your gift cards. I don't know where I put them.
Well, I don't
You won't do a salary flip after you finish your Bloody Mary.
You can afford to buy a Bloody.
Yeah, come on, Squeaker.
Maybe I might have them in here.
Dig deep.
I gave you a million of them.
Spend some of that money.
You might not be able to afford
you
one
inside
the park,
you could damn near
buy
the restaurant with all good cards.
All right, we got to get out of here for Bish. Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.